National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, this is Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now on the phone we've got Shane Blay from Wovenmore. What's going on, Shane?
Hey guys, me and our merch guy are driving through LA right now.
Excellent. One of my favorite places to hang out.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here right now.
Excellent, man. Yeah. Hey, I'm curious about a lot of this, man. I'm glad the new project is out, but it's this new project, basically Wovenmore, with members of As They Lay Dying and O Sleeper. Tell us how this project came about. I hear you're good friends with Nick from As They Lay Dying.
Yeah, after the incident with As They Lay Dying happened, I was out on Warped Tour with O Sleeper, and they called me up and asked me if I wanted the job. So I said, hell yeah. And then right after Warped, I flew out. The first song we did was All of Our Eyes, which turned into our first single and the first song on the record. And then, the rest is history, really.
Yeah, cool. So this was kind of a project a couple of the guys had started, and then they approached you, or did you all kind of get together on this at the same time?
No, it was the first thing. They were together for probably 6 months before I was in the picture.
Okay. Hey, for those who haven't had a chance yet to check the band out, how would you best describe the sound of Wovenmore?
Oh, man. This question always haunts me because I just don't really know what to say. it's like, just really heavy rock with metal-tinged rock, I guess, with a really bad singer. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, just sounds like metal-tinged hard rock.
Yeah, cool. And don't sell yourself short, man. The tunes I've heard, you're killing it there on the vocals, man, so you got nothing to complain about.
Thanks, man.
Hey, All Rise is the tune that I've been hearing the most on the radio, but I've also heard another track called The Mason. Are you happy so far with what's happening with the tunes and the band getting support?
Yeah. And we're actually about to release, I guess, the third single, but we call it the second single. Mason wasn't really a single. We just put it out there. But yeah, we're about to put Death to Rights on hopefully it gets on radio.
Cool.
I was surprised with how All Rise did it. That one wasn't supposed to be a single either. It was just the lead track, a sample, and then it turned into like Radio Octane and stuff like that started playing it a lot. So I was really stoked.
Yeah, for sure.
So was the label. So once the label got stoked, we did a video for it, all this other shit.
Yeah,
my mom heard it on the radio once, and that was a cool moment.
Absolutely, that is awesome. Hey, I know the future of As They Lay Dying is up in the air for quite some time, but what about O Sleeper? Is that done, or is this just a side project for you?
This is definitely, Wovenmore is definitely my main thing now, but O Sleeper basically is just on a hiatus because a lot of us had to put the band on the back burner because we had other stuff, going on in our lives. A lot of them got married, and Micah started a brewery. But we definitely want to do another record. It's just when I get time. It definitely depends on what my schedule for it is.
So
this definitely is my main thing, obviously.
Yeah, so this kind of came up at just the right time.
Yes, it did. Sure.
Cool. For you, Shane, what got you into music, man? You've got definitely a unique voice, as well as, I think, a good voice. Who are some of your favorite singers? Who kind of made you want to try that whole singing thing out?
Well, being from Texas, I grew up with country music, I still love country music. I just went to a Brad Paisley concert the other day, and it's front row screaming like a fucking girl. my favorite singers probably like Muse, Matt Bellamy from Muse. I love him.
Okay.
I love Justin Kinstry from Bryce. Who else do I? One of my favorite singers is One Republic's Ryan Tedder.
Okay. Right on. Very versatile, which is kind of rare. It's good to hear these days.
Yeah, I don't really listen to any metal, so.
Okay. Hey, the band's debut self-titled CD just came out this past August. Give us maybe some details about the CD. Who produced it? Where was it recorded at?
It was recorded in San Diego, California, with Bill Stevenson, who is the drummer for Black Flag. And he also does, like, Rise Against Records and stuff.
So cool.
Him and Colin Richardson mixed it. And, Jason Livermore engineered it. And Wovenmore recorded it.
Yeah, that's good. If you could pick one song, man, maybe like if somebody was interested in checking out the band and you wanted to give them a good one that really sums up what the band is all about, what song from this new record would you tell them to listen to?
I guess Tempest might Tempest would probably be the one I'd pick, or Death to Rest. They're both songs that, I guess, Tempest more showcases, like, all of my range and stuff, and the range of the band. We go in and out, the verses are kind of chill, and it gets really heavy. But Death to Rest is just a fucking rocker, so...
Yeah, that's definitely a fave that I've heard. You guys are on tour right. You guys are on tour right now with Periphery and Nothing More. Are you happy with the show so far and the crowd reaction?
Fuck yeah, it's been awesome, dude. Amazing. Like, I've been friends with Periphery for a long time, and getting to know Nothing More is awesome. And Thank You Scientist is just absurdly talented. But yeah, the show's been awesome. It's cool finally playing America and having a record out.
Absolutely. Any big things in the works for later this year? I know you guys are on this tour right now. I've seen some other dates, but any bigger tour announcements or festival announcements or dates coming up for the summer?
Yeah, right after this tour, we're going with In Flames and All That Remains for a month.
Oh, cool. That'd be a good one, man. That's definitely a good lineup.
Yeah, stoked.
As of right now, what is the goal for this band? Is everybody pretty much making this number one priority right now and taking this for the ride to see how far it goes?
Oh, yeah. We've got all our eggs in this basket, so hopefully it works out.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, one more and I'll let you go. Give us one thing or give us a message to say to people out there that what do you want them to know about Woven War?
I guess that we still buy music and we think that y'all should too. or music, it will die.
Absolutely.
They can't afford to survive anymore.
Absolutely. And then maybe check out the band because we rock. That would be a good one too, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want. If you have time.
Hey, everybody. We've been talking to Shane Blay from Woven War. Don't forget their debut CD, self-titled, is out now, so grab that if you haven't already. And the guys will be in town right here in Detroit February 4th at St. Andrews Hall as part of that tour with Periphery and Nothing More. So it's going to be a good one. Shane, man, thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
All right, dude. Take care.
All right, later.
Bye.